Look like you'd expect, do they?
That's probably how he got his victim to drop his guard.
Where'd they find the body?
In a big red bag on the front passenger seat. All hacked up. Gruesome. Real psycho, this one.
Hey, you're a little worked up. Let me do the talking. I'm Detective Stabler. This is Cravoy.
Yeah, look, I didn't solicit any sex, okay? I mean, this is a huge misunderstanding. I was really going out to pee. I'm walking in the bushes. I trip over this guy, and all of a sudden, there are all these cops, and there are helicopters, and...
It's okay. We believe you.
Oh.
Problem is, we found your friend in the car.
Oh, the hitchhiker? That's what this is about, the hitchhike?
Oh, great. Just my luck. I get caught for everything.
So, you admit it?
Yeah. Guilty as charged. Look, I know that you guys got a job to do, all right? And I'm really sorry. I did it. I admit it. You know, the guy even told me, the hitchhiker told me it was illegal.
Well, can you tell us his name?
No, I didn't catch it. Can we cut to the chase? I mean, am I, like, in a lot of trouble here?
First, tell us why you did it.
Why I did it?
I don't know.
Boredom? Guy turns out to be a blabbermouth, just would not shut up. I mean, they just...
Ted, this wasn't your first time, was it?
No.
How many are we talking here?
Hitchhikers? My whole life? I don't know. 25? 50? I mean, who keeps track? Hey, you know, I know this is the Bible Belt and everything, but where I come from, this is not that big a deal. I mean...
You son of a bitch. You're gonna fry.
Hey, no.
You okay?
What the hell is wrong with you? Jesus!
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner, a new World Heavyweight Champion, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes!
Protesting. I don't know, man. It was strange enough when Michael was the best man at Liza's wedding. That, for me, it was like, you're pushing the term, my man. That was a pretty short list. Ooh, was Richard Simmons hunting? What happened? What were you doing?
I'm the best man.
But now Michael is claiming racism. I'm going, honey, you gotta pick a race first. Claiming mistreatment of elves? What are you saying? Girl, you gotta pick a gender too. What are you going for? You were Diana Ross. Now you just left it all behind. Wasn't it you who said, Jew me, sue me, kite me, kick me, woo? No, too late, babe. And Michael, you're not a freak. You're just, surgically enhanced. And you've spent more money than the Vatican, so let's not talk right now. If you go to Neverland, it says you must be this high to ride Michael. Obviously, people in the lawyers for HBO are going, fuck!
Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we what we need to survive together.
Do with witches. And what do you burn apart from witches?
More witches!
Wood! So, why do witches burn? Because they're made of wood. Good!
Oh, yeah.
So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her.
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah.
Does a wood sink in water?
No.
No, it floats. It floats.
Throw her into the pool.
What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider.
A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches!
Lead!
A duck!
Exactly! So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood!
And therefore...
A witch!
A witch!
Party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. You had one eye in the mirror as you watched yourself divide.
I had some dreams. There were clowns in my coffee. Clowns in my coffee. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
You're so vain.
I bet you think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? There were clowns in my coffee. Clowns in my coffee. And you're so vain. You probably think this song is about you. You're so vain.
So, so vain.
I bet you think this song is about you. Don't you? Don't you? And when I hear you went up to Saratoga,
super crazy and does, and there's the Gory Guerrero special.
Very humiliating to get beat with a move made famous by another luchador.
Reversal on the Irish whip. There's that tilt-a-whirl backbreaker that Jerry Lynn was looking for earlier. To Jerry now, the drop kick on the left knee of Jerry Lynn.
Jerry Lynn is so explosive, but he won't be for long if he gets kicked in the knee like that. He's super crazy by Tajiri again.
Beautiful leaping Hudan Kanrana. Jerry went for one of his own. He got caught. He got planted. Falls into a moonsault. One, two. Tajiri breaks up the three count. And this is an elimination-style three-way dance. The matchup is not over after the first pinfall or submission.
Which begs the question, why would you not see if the man could pin him rather than breaking up a pinfall attempt?
Count broken up again by Jerry Lynn. You make a good point.
Of course I make a good point. See, what these foreign chaps need is a little bit of counseling in strategy. Cradle bomb driver.
Forget about it. So Jerry breaks up the pinfall attempt. Brainbuster. Lateral twist.
Super Crazy has been eliminated.
Put in Conrana, but Tajiri bridges up. Catches Jerry right in the ribs. Go behind waist lock. German suplex, bridge of his own. Gets a two.
You know, I really hope that Taz is listening to you say that he's the only one that can beat Rob Van Dam. But we're going to have Taz up here. I'm going to be doing this by myself. You know, Joe, I don't even want to be out here, but the company says you can't be left alone for 3 hours with a live microphone.
You knew who was coming out, didn't you? I saw your face.
Why are you trying to put the heat on me?
Tajiri targeting the ribs once again. Go behind by Jerry Lynn, counter of the backbreaker. Oh, he couldn't get Tajiri up for the cradle plow driver. Now he... Look at Jerry! Catches the leg. Floors Tajiri with a straight right hand.
He's got him hooked. Right on his head.
Catherine. Good to see you. I didn't know you were dropping by.
You asked me to come over.
Did I?
Are you reading the dictionary?
Oh. You caught me. I like to break a mental sweat, too. Grab a chair. So, I trust everything's going swimmingly with our acquisition of Average Joe's.
So far, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to do over there, so I should probably get back. That is a really interesting painting.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's me taking the bull by the horns. That's how I handle my business. It's a metaphor.
I get it.
But that actually happened, though.
Listen to reason, season is calling. Stand in the place where you live.
Now face no.
Think about direction, wonder why you haven't.
Now
stand in the place where you were.
Now face no.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't. Listen to reason, reason is calling. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. So stand. Now face no.
Think about direction, wonder why you have it.
Now
stand.
Now face no.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you
where you live.
Now face no.
Think about direction, wonder why you haven't.
Now
stand in the place where you were.
Now face no.
Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't before.
Stand in the place where you are.
Stand in the place where you are.
Your feet
are going to be on the ground.
Your
head
in the
space
where you are.
Around, so stand.
But when
I miss my two sons, you know. I miss my little Andrew and my Dirk. You know, I always felt like Dirk was my baby. My new baby. Don't you miss Dirk?
Yeah.
He's so fucking talented, the bastard. You know, I just... I love him, Roller Girl. I mean, I really love Stupid Tree.
I love you, Mom. I want you to be my mom, Amber. Are you my mom? I'll ask you if you're my mom, okay? And you say yes, okay? Are you my mom?
Yes, buddy.
Yes. Yes.
Frankie Deirdre.
20-year-old Frankie. He's married, he's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Well, let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. Frankie can't make it, 'cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. And Frankie's getting evicted. Let's hear it for Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Frankie is so desperate, he's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib. Oh, Frankie. Frankie looked at his wife. Shut up. What have I done? Let's hear it for Frankie. Frankie with a gun to his head. I know. Frankie's dead. Yankees. We're all lying in hell. Come on, get up.
All right, Luther, where's the gas pellet?
Somewhere. It's in the back of my mind, actually. It's a little idea I was toying with.
Is that how a warped brain like yours gets its kicks? By planning the death of innocent people?
No. By causing the death of innocent people.